store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldst.louis.com.
I was watching with one eye on the other side. I had 15 people telling me to move. I got moving on my mind. I found shelter.
Is this Trace Adkins?
Your favorite band, White Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Chris Rock a little bit.
1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator at the hotel. You're behind the glass.
I hate to say this, but I actually kind
of
like it.
This is one of their better ones. Yeah.
Larry's been waiting forever. Let's clear.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Great. You know, I'm so excited to get through. I have been waiting so long just to say hi to Tina.
Well, and wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? A rare day off for Tina. She's not here.
Oh, no. Anyway, reason I called. I had something that happened the other day.
Well, let's hear about it.
I catered a party. I'm a caterer. I had a guy call me. We worked out a deal for a large catering event. Credit card went through, picked up the food, everything was fine. You know, I had payment 3 days prior to the event, right?
Right.
I just got a thing from my credit card company that it was a stolen credit card and I had to pay the $1,000. They took it out of my account after this guy got his food and everything.
Well, here's the good news. This obviously is an address that you know. Did you take the food to the party?
See, no, I didn't. They picked it up.
Oh, man.
So you don't even have an address.
Right. Right, I have an email address and a phone number.
Well, see, when you say you're a caterer, to me, that means you take the food.
You know something? I do.
But to me, that what you're talking about is carry out.
Well, right. The guy called me one of these trays. He's from out of town, but they're picking it up. He lives, whatever, it was a whole story. But I said, fine, you know, you guys can pick it up. I had the payment 3 days prior to them picking up. So I figured, and it went through. I did everything I was supposed to do with my credit card. You're right. Normally, I do take it to an address, but what I have found out, and that's the reason I'm calling, is that this happens all the time. Even if I had taken it there, I could have had the space where I could have gone back to.
Right. At least you have a house to go to.
Right. Or a banquet center where they had to have some information.
Here's my only other question. When somebody pays that kind of tab with a credit card, is it uncommon to say, I need to see one other form of ID?
No. I should have done that. My credit card company, I mean, it doesn't require it because I'm through mail order, so I don't even actually need the name. All I need is the address, zip code, you know.
And it clears. You check the card, run it through, and it runs through, and it's clear because they hadn't yet determined it was stolen.
Right. And they have up to a year to dispute the charges. So, and the reason I'm calling, I was stupid. I mean, I should have done it, but what I have found out is that this happens all the time. I deal with two major companies in St. Louis that said that they have had this done recently for way more money than what I lost.
Wow.
And that they've had, and that people, even if they get the signature, the people can, like,
dispute it.
Forge their own signature, have all their information, and then come back and say, this credit card was stolen. And they're always, the merchant is going to be responsible 99% of the time, because this happens all the time. And that's why I mentioned, I just wanted to see if there's other stories, just so merchants can be aware. I mean, they gotta check.
There's gotta be a way, though, down the road, when this is all the dust settles and they find whoever stole it, that you can get your money back.
No. It's gone.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, I was even told by the credit card service, whatever, that this has happened so much now that a lot of small businesses aren't taking credit cards.
All right, so to be completely truthful here, you didn't lose $1,000. You lost whatever that food actually cost you. I don't know what your markup is.
Right. Figure, even if it was half of that.
Yeah, but you still lost $500 in food.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate to hear that stuff. The only thing I could say, look, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know anything about this, but we got a guy in the building here, Scott Sherman, who is, you know, I like to listen to him. Mm. He's very easy to talk to. And I would think you could give him a call here if you go on the KTRS website and see what he says, what your recourse is.
I'm going to do that. And I appreciate it. And I just for other merchants to be clear, I mean, to make sure that they check, that they
well,
get their
here,
signature.
Especially if it's an if it's a situation that sort of lends itself to potential dishonesty. In other words, a large food order, and you don't really know the person, they're not regular customers, I see no problem with saying, hey, before we run this through, I need to see a second form of identification. No, so what? That's your warning, I would think.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people appreciate what you've just done, because it's pretty easy to do what these people just did. It's too easy.
And it's happening all the time, and it's happening more and more, and we really, just merchants, I hope I don't give anybody else an idea other than merchants to be careful about this in the future.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right,
have a great day.
You too, Larry.
You know, it's
bye-bye.
Interesting now, too.
Oh, you know what? He was going to say it was my pleasure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know he was, so we'll count that as him having said it was my pleasure.
They do certain places now. If it's under a certain amount of money, like $25 or whatever, and you use a credit card, they don't even ask you to sign anything.
Oh, it's under
anymore.
50. It's
Is it under 50?
I think it's under $50.
So they just swipe the card now. You don't have to sign anything.
No.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot about the system that's wrong. But I want to talk about what I think everybody wants to talk about today. And I think it's something that we all follow closely. And, of course, I'm talking about Broadway and the Tony Award.
Oh, you bet.
I've said this before. I, for the life of me, I can't understand why. Which network was it? NBC?
I don't even know what network
I was watching. But the Tony Awards last night, and every year, it's on a major network. Why? Let me tell you something. Most of this country, well, let's just take a look at most of the United States and who actually lives here. People in Fort Smith, Arkansas, Peoria, out in Montana, Wisconsin. The United States is not predominantly made up of New Yorkers or L.A. people or theater people. And I can't imagine, I don't know what the percentage is. My wife loves to watch this.
Okay? Oh, so
let's say, okay, there's a lot of people like my wife, but still, I don't know what the ratings are.
Yeah,
because I don't
heard
trust.
How they
I don't
do.
Trust ratings anyway.
Right.
I've never been a part of these ratings. They go, well, last night they drew 20 million people. Really? How do you know that?
They must just make money on it though to keep doing it.
I watched a big chunk of it to make fun of it because I think it's easy to make fun of. Here's what you got to understand: when these people get up to an accepted award, like Judith Light was one, okay, and then she was on that Who's the Boss with Tony Danza years ago. Bernadette Peters came out, and then there's always this guy, some guy who gets up and thanks his partner.
Was Hugh Jackman there again?
He was in the audience, and I'm sure he was on, but I didn't see all of it.
How did Bernadette Peters look? Because I always thought
she looked
was
like
hot.
She always has looked. She doesn't look like she's aged much, and she's a terrific talent.
Yeah.
But these are theater people, okay? They're not like us. They're almost like aliens or something from another planet. They're not like you and me and regular people. So when they get up and they're emotional, oh my God, I wish my and inevitably somebody always gets up whose daddy or mom just died. We just lost her this week. If she could only be here, this was her dream for me. Every single time somebody's mom or dad or husband or brother just died just before the award show. And if they could only have seen this. And it's just, they're actors, okay? You got to remember, these are people who can cry on command. I think half the time they're acting when they accept the awards. I don't get it. And then I tried to watch, and I go, and now with a scene from one of our five nominees for Best Play, here are, and here are the names that I've never heard of. Here are Chad Maxwell, Sylvia Thurman, Gloria Estherbill, and Bill Knightley in a scene from Newsies.
Yeah.
Okay. And then curtain opens, And it's exactly the kind of thing that keeps me away from Broadway. Hey, Bob. Yeah, Bill. Where are you going? Haven't you heard? Yeah. Well, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to see that girl. Yeah, I'm going to see that girl. Well, you're going to what? I'm going to see that girl. And what'd you say? I'm going to see. Oh. And then the audience goes crazy like they've never seen anything like that, and every other play they've seen is like that.
It's just like my wife, Angela, she fences as exercise and a sport. She likes fencing.
Yeah.
So her class
Who doesn't?
Yes, who doesn't? Her class did a demonstration. I think Shakespeare in the Park is going on for 3 weeks or whatever in Forest Park. And so they have the main stage, but then they have some smaller stages, too, where it's stuff like that going on, just little 10, 15-minute little accident.
It's like being in hell. and I watched a considerable amount of this last night, and they've got to find a way to change this up a little bit, because Neil Patrick Harris comes out and does a good job of singing and dancing and singing about the Tonys. It's kind of like the Academy Awards. They do a montage of some movies and do an Oscar number. And then he can crack gay jokes, where if a straight person did it, oh my goodness, there'd be an uproar.
Apology.
Like he goes out and goes, welcome to the 66th annual Tony Awards, or as we like to call it, 50 Shades of Gay.
But if you're Jason Alexander and you just mention something as gay, you have to apologize this and that.
Oh my goodness, you can't do that. And when a guy gets up who's in a play and gets an award, I'm not kidding, and he thanks his wife and it's actually a woman, I'm stunned. I'm going, what? You're a Broadway actor and you have a female for a wife? Because it is very gay and they're very talented. But how many people in the United States can really care about who directed Porgy and Bess, the revival of Porgy and Bess? How many of us have seen this on Broadway? Not very many.
I didn't even know Porgy and Bess existed.
Oh, yeah, it's a revival. They're reviving some old Broadway shows, and so they go through the awards for the new Broadway shows and the revival of Broadway. And what's the one that was a movie? Newsies was a movie, and they made it into a Broadway show.
I never heard of that either.
Oh, yeah. And then there was, oh my goodness, hang on here. It's another. It's a Gershwin, George and Ira Gershwin, a revival of one of their. I'm telling you, I actually enjoyed laughing at it, but I laughed when you're not supposed to be laughing. I laughed at stuff that's not supposed to be funny. You know, Death of a Salesman. I like Death of a Salesman. Now that's a play. You know why? Because nobody is singing things they should be saying.
Right.
I don't like it when somebody is making a serious speech. And then all of a sudden, like Death of a Salesman, maybe Willie Loman is talking about how tough it is being an older guy, an aging guy in sales, we're being replaced by young guys. It's very powerful. But I would have gotten up and walked out. I saw it at the Fox with Brian Dennehy. It was great. But I'd have gotten up and walked out if Brian Dennehy had started singing to his son, I've given this company the best years of my life. Now they just want to kick me to the curb and throw me under the bus. What's that, Dad? You heard me, son. I've put my sweat and blood in this company. I don't know. I'm out. And the great thing about Death of a Salesman is there are plays, and then there are, you know, plays, those other kind, where everybody sings everything, and their expressions are over the top, their gestures, their enunciation is over the...
That's why it was very funny that season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where they did that, where Larry David was going to be in the producers, and it was funny, because they kind of made fun of the whole deal.
Oh, man. The Smash, the TV show Smash,
right.
I think probably did a very good job of showing you what it's like to put together a Broadway play. That's just a different bunch of people. They just are. And think about this. You're a dancer in a Broadway show. Nobody knows your name. Jim, what'd your son do? Didn't he just get out of school? Yeah, he's on Broadway. Really? Nobody will know. because you are dancing with a bunch of other dance. That's a different kind of person who gets satisfaction from being anonymous.
Yes.
Seriously. You work your guts out. Rehearsal after rehearsal. Holy cow, 7 days a week. And then there's two shows a night once the thing gets on stage. And nobody, you've performed for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. You're in Oklahoma, and you've been in it for 5 years, and you meet somebody in St. Louis at a party, and they go, and you are Max Kirby. What do you do, Max? I'm in Oklahoma. Oh, yeah, nice to meet
really?
You. Really? Yeah, nice to meet you, and you move on to somebody else.
And there's the understudies, too, that have to do all the same work, and they never even get
that's
to...
That's even worse. Even,
yes.
And I would be afraid if I had a really big role that my understudy would try to poison me. Yeah. I'm not kidding. They would trip you or poison you or something. So because they're dying to get on stage. They want to have that same anonymity. Now, few people know this. He can't hear me, can he?
No.
John Who's Lano? That?
John
no.
He can't.
He had a chance to be on Broadway.
Really?
He's got
really?
Yeah, he's got the looks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is my understanding of the story I hear, is that right out of high school, he was literally approached by a Broadway producer, and they were going to do a Broadway play called Carman. Not Carmen, not the opera Carmen, but Carman, about a young boy. And they said, this John Landoff in St. Louis is perfect for this, because he actually is the son of a car dealer.
And he wanted to change the words from Desperado to Silverado.
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 Why don't you come to my dealership? And he turned it down. He turned it down to take over the family. Turned down Broadway.
Wow.
To take over the family. It's a good story. Something. And a true story. And now he'll hear me when I push this.
Yes.
Okay, okay, let's talk to John Landoff Jr. Hello, John.
I heard every word you were saying.
What?
Oh, it's supposed to.
I had the wrong button pushed.
Oh, man.
You know what? Why? Why start right off the bat and making fun of me?
Not making fun at all.
But I actually performed in three high school musicals.
Get out of here.
Hey.
Get out of here. What were the names of the musicals?
Oh, geez. West Side Story, Oklahoma.
Wow, these are big.
What's
the third one? West Side Story, Oklahoma. What's the other one?
You know, I graduated a long time ago.
Were you? What part did you? Would you have the lead?
I would think you'd
have
be
lead.
The lead. What?
Here's the story. Our my soccer coach, my freshman year, was Al Landis. He just happened to also be the music teacher, the choir instructor, the band leader. I mean, this guy did it all. He was very, very talented and gifted. And so one day at lunch, he comes and he grabs me and he goes, Landoff, I want you to come and sing in the choir. And I'm like, I don't want to sing in the choir. And he goes, he grabbed me, made me stand by the piano.
Young Landoff, you have the look of a star.
Yes.
No, he basically said, if you want to play, if you want to start on the soccer field, you better come in and sing and then perform.
Well, since when is that a prerequisite for playing on a sports team that you sing in the choir?
I think he just liked me. He just wanted me in the choir because he knew I was...
Something seems kind of funny about it.
Kind of funny.
Yeah. Yep.
What does that mean?
There's a little bit of Jerry Sandusky to this story.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, did every soccer player have to do it?
They all sing in the choir?
Yeah.
You're twisted. You really are.
I'm not. Look, everybody listening thinks, wait a second. You're going to play on the soccer team and you're going to start, then you're singing in the choir. What the heck?
Well, I just want to be in the choir.
Were you the only soccer player?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe there's a reason. Did he
soccer players?
Did he hear you sing players. In the shower or something? Did he hear you sing in the hall?
In the
and he thought, hey, this
he
kid's
not
got a voice.
In the shower, okay?
Okay.
Stop, right?
You know the song, Drop the Soap?
Drop the Soap and Bend Over?
Frank, I heard that you sing in the shower.
All right, so you sang in the choir.
So with that laughter, we can all assume that the answer is yes, you do sing in the shower?
Well, sure I do. Doesn't everybody?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you sang in the choir.
Yeah, I guess.
And then you got, were you the lead in Oklahoma in West Side Story?
No.
What part, do you remember what part, what was your character? Who'd you play?
I don't remember what part. I know that I had quite a few speaking parts and I sang.
But do you still have the programs at home, you think?
Let me think about that. No.
If you could just remember
your 1974.
Okay, but if you could at least remember your character's name, we could pull up the musical Oklahoma and find your character and actually find what you sang. Do you know the song? Do you remember the song?
You know, if I did, I probably wouldn't say it right now, or I wouldn't tell you.
All right, we're going to have to do some investigation.
But in soccer, he was opening.
Somebody listening knows.
He would start making more fun of me.
No, and went to school with John Landolf, and you know what his role was in West Side Story or Oklahoma. We need to hear from you.
Yes,
we need an email from you, and we need to know so we can look the play up and find out your role and pull you the old songs. Wouldn't it be great for you to sing one of the songs you sang on stage in high school?
Do you still have your yearbooks from high school?
I was just thinking that exact same thing. I think I do have my yearbooks.
Well, Mimi, we need to see those.
Yeah, I'd like to know the part you play. If you weren't the lead, then you weren't the guy, like, it was Gordon McRae in Oklahoma, who sat on a horse, "My boy, Bill." He was singing about his boy. He was about to be a father, and it was talking about "My boy, Bill." You didn't have that role.
I didn't have that role, but that sounded pretty good.
Now, Oklahoma is a Western, so on stage, did you have stick horses, or did you have any fake horses, or no?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I know we didn't have stick horses.
I got to tell you, I don't think I would forget if I got picked to be in a musical. Yeah. That's big. I mean,
you were never in a musical? You never sang?
I had the lead role in my senior class. I had the lead role in our senior play.
Oh.
The play was called Growing Pains, and my character, I believe his name was George, and he was a 16-year-old, which was easy because I was 17. And it was a play about a rich kid, and he threw a party, and I got the lead role. On a dare, I went in and tried out. It wasn't even in drama class, and I got the lead.
Hmm.
I do remember that.
You're talented.
Well, I don't know about that, but I got the lead, which just probably means that nobody else was talented, so I got the lead.
So when you played soccer, when you were open, "Pass me the ball, I'm open in front of the net."
The singing soccer player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious.
It's not funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh, it's not.
Now, when you sang in the choir, how many people were in the choir?
A lot.
Okay, so you could kind of get lost in the chorus. You didn't have to do it solo.
Oh, no, he could pick out this guy's...
Who was faking it?
He could pick out, yeah, if you thought you were just mouthing it, or if you were... And there was no horse around either, because we were all kind of afraid of him, so...
Yeah.
He's a tough guy.
They said Jerry Sandusky was good at picking out the kids who could mouth it.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. That's disgusting.
Well, he deserves it. He deserves every joke that can be told, this sick bastard. You know, this first day in court, did you hear already they got a kid talking about... He slept over at Sandusky's house. Yeah, this guy's going down. He's going to burn, I hope.
He is disgusting.
Yeah,
his
really
wife
is.
Needs to burn,
he,
too.
He looks disgusting.
No, he does. I agree. He looks guilty to me.
He looks like a pervert, you know?
I think it just sounds to me like there's an awful lot of evidence here.
His wife know a lot of this stuff was going on also?
Sure
she needs to go down, too, with it.
She's sick, too. Yeah.
But enough about him. Let's sell cars.
Oh.
Or trucks, or both.
Thank you.
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Star. Mr.
We're
Music.
We're selling a lot of cars. We're selling a lot of trucks. We have a lot of great deals. Interest rates at an all-time low. You know, I went to another a charity event Mimi and I did for Officer Mike Vernon, very well attended on Sunday, all day at Cachino's, and it was packed. But you know how many people came up to me that listened to the show?
6,000.
No, 65,000 people came up.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a lot. We have got a huge audience.
You know, I'm asking, you could have just said, no, John, how many?
Okay, no, John, how many?
You really want to know?
Yeah. A few, that's nice.
I mean, quite a few. There was probably like 4 to 5 different that, you know, had already bought cars or thinking about buying cars. But there was one firm message from all of them.
What was that?
Tell Frank to quit making fun of your nose.
They didn't say that.
They did.
No, they did.
They did.
No, they would
then
never
you,
come
then you
up
got
and say
McGraw that. Milhaven. Now he starts on me on Friday. He's like, he goes, "I really don't think that you have a big nose, but I haven't really looked at it too much." So, you know, I mean, it's not that big.
No, it's not. And I told you it's not that big. It's just slightly, just a little bit bigger than the average nose. That's all.
We just exaggerate.
We exaggerate.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
we
just
do.
Like Bill Clevelin's nose.
We're professional exaggerators. Yeah.
Bill Clevelin.
Yeah, Bill Clevelin. Okay, well, now hold on. And Bill,
wait a minute.
His nose really is.
His
long.
Is pretty big.
He's not even there to defend himself.
No.
Of course not. We would never pick on somebody who could defend himself. Yeah.
No, so.
No fun in that.
We're selling a lot of Chevy, a lot of cars, Chevy Sonic, Chevy Cruze, Chevy Malibu. They're all priced, on sale. $15,800 for the Chevy Cruze. only seven. That's the same five for the Chevy Malibu. Unbelievable. Equinoxes, another big shipment of Equinoxes, because we need them, because I think we've already sold three Equinox today, and I think five over the weekend.
Now, is the plural of Equinox, Equinox, just the same word? Because you said we've sold three Equinox today. I didn't realize that it's like deer, that's the plural.
Well, I mean, it's my show right now, isn't it?
Well, he's got a point there.
Yes, it is.
You know what? Everybody all said, too, they were like, gang up, like, tell Frank to quit cutting you off.
Okay. All right, I'm quiet. I'm silent right now. Silent.
That's it.
Wow.
Silverado pickup trucks, extended cabs, and crew cabs. Are you sitting down?
I'm not saying anything.
$10,000. $10,000. You know, certified pre-owned rates, 2.9%. 2.9 for a pre-owned vehicle. That's unbelievable. Interest rates are really, they're at an all-time low. And gas is going down. And Mark Thornton, our pre-owned manager, just walked into my office. Mark, say hi to the AM and the PM crew.
How's everybody doing today?
I'm not allowed to talk, Mark.
Mark, yeah. I'm
been accused of cutting John off.
Cut me off. You're just not allowed to. If I'm in the middle of something, there's like right now, you could have just said, you know, start talking about one of your, I guess, more important stories than my story.
Mark, let me ask you a question. If you sold three vehicles today and each one was an Equinox, how would you say that? I sold three what?
I sold three Equinox.
So it is Equinox.
Wow.
Three, yeah. I sold three Equinox.
He's looking at John's face right now answering this question.
John's going,
John wrote down on a piece of paper, you Equinox. Better say Equinox.
No, we're a little too busy around here for that kind of horseplay. We're too busy taking care of all your unbelievable listeners who, I mean, to the person, are like, stop making fun.
Okay, see, and I would, what this has done for me today, I would have made a mistake and gone out and said, you know, they sold three Equinoxes.
Right.
I would have made that mistake had I not learned.
See?
Learning
show.
This is good for me. It is the learning show.
Well, we learn something new every day.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Did you make that up?
Well, we all do.
Start picking on Mark, yeah?
Yeah, he'll be sorry he walked in this room.
Yeah, fresh meat. Here comes Mark.
Right. Could we have a phone number?
Of course. I got to get to work.
Yeah, we do too.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7/365 at lawndop.com. And our internet manager's name, Mark?
Mary Beth Katasek.
There you go. What a great name she had. MBT for short. And her fine team of internet professionals. And we're open late tonight.
All right. Well, I'm going to work on this not cutting you off. I am. I'm going to work on that.
It won't work.
No, I know it won't. I'll work on it anyway. John,
thanks, Frank.
Mark, nice to talk to you. The customers are on the way.
See you,
nice
kid.
To talk to you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Now, listen, folks. We need somebody who saw him in that play, one of those plays, West Side Story or Oklahoma.
Yearbooks. We need somebody that was
somebody. Where did he go
in his high school?
Where did he go
into, was
I
it
don't
one
remember
of the,
probably
where
some
he said.
Rich kid private.
No, I think it was one of the McClure's.
Well, he was a wealthy.
Yeah,
he
I thought
was
it was Normandy.
Oh, he went to public school?
I think so.
I can't remember.
Well,
I don't remember.
Somebody out there knows. And if we can just find out his character, we can look up the play, find the song he would have to have sung in
yes.
the play, and we can
make him do it.
Well, I'm not going to make him do anything, but we could have some fun with it, I think. If we could do our version of what he would have sounded like singing in West Side Story. This could be fun and lose us an advertiser. Let's hope not. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're coming back, and Dawn Meadows Dixon is going to join us and tell us about a movie to see or not to see on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to go to Tim Weiland to check the highways. Tim, how's it look?
Boy, Dan, everything is very, very light. It almost looks like a Sunday afternoon. Things are so light. They cleared the accident on 255 at the Dupo exit Route 3 there. Also, the only slowdowns I saw were on northbound 55 in that right lane, a little bit north of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge, and on eastbound 4064. That's just a little heavy east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. No delays coming in from Illinois on 5570, and we followed 40 all the way from downtown out to Chesterfield Parkway West. It's wide open, so no delays at this time. And they've cleared that stall on 44 at Shrewsbury. This traffic report is brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. Let the festivities begin, and let them bring in your, or begin in your backyard. Find all the colorful outdoor touches that speak to you at Pier 1 Imports. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Trish Gazelle. Join Martin Kilcoin and myself this Thursday from noon to 3 as we broadcast live and kick off the Affordable Kitchen and Bath Warehouse Sale. Affordable Kitchen and Bath is located between Kisker and Central School Road off Highway 94. This warehouse sale runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Take advantage of the unbelievable savings on appliances, countertops, vanities, and cabinets. If you're even thinking of remodeling or just upgrading, you don't want to miss this sale. AffordableKitchenAndBaths.net.
Wow, Mr. Shannon, the Cardinals are world champions again.
For the 11th time.
Man, that is huge.
Don't you mean giant?
Well, it's huge and giant, just like the patio at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Giant patio?
Giant patio, coldest beer in town, and live music 5 days a week.
Well, what do you do on the other 2 days?
I gotta rest.
Rest? The big boy only took 1 day of rest. You need two? Well, that's Fast Eddie's, so if you're 21 and in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's in Alton, Illinois. And take a rest.
take a rest.
There's no rest for Fast Eddie. First he bought a street for the giant outdoor patio, and now he owns a lawn. A giant lawn at that. It's the Fast Eddie's Bon Air Lawn at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Check out Fast Eddie's Bon Air Lawn during your next concert visit. And don't forget to check out the coldest beer in town and the 99-cent Fat Eddie Burger at Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
What's next for Fast Eddie? Maybe he'll buy the moon.
The Fast Eddie's moon does have a nice ring to it. So head to Fast Eddie's, and if you're 21 and in the moon, I mean mood, we'll see you there.
It's been ages since my dad and I had a heart-to-heart, but we did last weekend. He asked if I had life insurance. Can't afford it, I said. He put a hand on my shoulder. The way things are today, you can't afford not to have it. What would Linda and the kids live on if something happened to you? Then he told me how SelectQuote impartially shops for your best rate from several competitively priced term life companies. Well, I gave them a call, and wow, I'm 41 and in great health. SelectQuote found me a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-800-4023. That's 1-800-800-4023. 1-800-800-4023. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you a man concerned with your prostate health? Is it beginning to affect your sleep at night? Your partner's sleep?
Every time he would get up, I would get up. Then when he tried Super Beta, I was able to sleep all night, get restful, get up in the morning, be wide awake, and ready to go.
Super Beta Prostate, our best-selling supplement to support prostate health, is made with an all-natural ingredient, clinically shown to support healthy urine flow and reduce the urge to wake at night. And right now, we want to send you a free bottle. Just call 1-800-700-4889. All you pay is shipping and handling.
Now I sleep through the night. I was so happy that I wasn't disturbing my wife any longer that she started treating me better, actually. So thank you, Super Beta Prostate. You've made a tremendous difference in my life and my wife's life.
Again, for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, just call 1-800-700-4889. That's 1-800-700-4889. 1-800-700-4889.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
This is St. Louis School Board member Bill Haas, and I want to be your next Lieutenant Governor. People ask me why I continue to seek higher office. The poet Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "It's sad that most people die with their songs still inside them. I don't intend that my song for public service die still inside me. And when in office, I will make sure that your songs don't either. So please go to VoteBillHaas.com to find out more about my campaign." Paid for by Bill Haas for Lieutenant Governor.
Francine Lamond's treasurer.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Attend the open house at the Art Institute of St. Louis Saturday, June 16th at 10 a.m. or 12 noon. RSVP today at aiopen.com. That's aiopen.com.
This kind of reminds me of the Tonys last night. Same sort of feel to it, that Broadway sound, but this is about movies, this whole segment. And the lady you're about to hear from is going to tell us about a good one or a bad one or something in between. And she's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Three locations right behind us here on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash, here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah. Hey, Dawn.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. I feel great.
I feel pretty since you've been talking about West Side Story. I wanted to know if I could play Maria.
You know, I actually saw, I've been to the Muni twice in my life. I saw West Side Story with Anna Maria Alberghetti, long, long time ago. And
wow.
I saw Sugar Babies with Mickey Rooney and Ann Miller.
Oh, my.
And I was just miserable for both of them. Yeah, I didn't care for it. I like a play without singing. Yeah, no singing. I don't want to sing.
I love musicals.
I don't want any dancers or singing. I want Death of a Salesman, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I like that as well, but yeah. I love the Muni. So go to season tickets to the Muni.
The Muni is great. It's great. I just am not a Broadway type person. So did you watch the Tonys?
You know what? I was actually at a friend's lake house, and so I couldn't be rude. So I got home late last night. I caught the tail end.
What lake?
Well, Innsbruck Lake.
What, Innsbruck? Yeah, oh no, yeah. Innsbruck is nice. It's nice.
So it's not the Ozarks, but really, really nice. So I got home, and Neil Patrick Harris was doing that closing number.
Mm-hmm.
He is just, you know, where he was kind of wrapping it up, you know, what happened the night. He said there's not enough time to do the end song, and then he proceeds to do it. He's very talented.
He's
and
right.
I love watching the Tonys. I do. So I regretfully did not, and I didn't tape it or set my DVR or whatever. So.
But how often do you go to the plays they're talking about?
Well, not at all.
See, that's what's amazing to me. Look, it's like if we wouldn't run the Academy Awards if 85% of the country, 90% of the country, had not seen any of the movies. And that's kind of what you're talking about.
But the thing is, these plays, a lot of them, they come off Broadway so quickly. They go on the road, and so they are coming to St. Louis. Like, we saw Memphis that won the Tony Award, was it last year or the year before?
The Menzies? So, what?
No, Memphis.
Oh, Memphis.
So it's coming. They're coming off Broadway more quickly, and so if you go, you know, to the theaters here, you're going to see a lot of the shows that are on Broadway now. And then if you're lucky enough, you can go to Broadway. I haven't been there in years. Would love to go back. I love New York, and I love Broadway. But so, and then I read about what's on. And then, of course, they've got the old musicals. You know, they always have the comeback musicals or revivals.
Phantom of the Opera, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you've got all the old ones. But, you know, Death of a Salesman is on Broadway
I'll tell you, that's a good one.
And that is a wonderful one. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. It just speaks to life, and it's outstanding. So you're right. You know, I enjoy the Tonys, but I live vicariously acting as though I'm in New York. And I'm not. I'm here in St. Louis. But we do get some good plays here.
We get movies, and you have one.
And we get movies as well.
Today.
We get the first-run movies.
What is it
St.
today?
Louis. Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted.
Is this the animated?
Yeah.
This is the animated 3D.
I heard that did really well this weekend, didn't it?
I enjoyed it so much. It was number one, $60 million at the box office. But I have to say, I saw it like a week ago. And I've been talking about some other films in between. But, boy, was I blown away. I enjoyed it as much as I did Toy Story 3. Did any of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It must be good.
You are going to enjoy this. Clever. You know, when someone's on their game, when they're really doing it right, that's what this film is all about.
Okay, first question. Do you need to have seen The other Madigan. Okay.
Oh, I don't think so. Good. Everybody knows that these characters have. Well, I guess you need to know that they used to be in the zoo in Central Park, and they were taken away. And they kind of set that up at the beginning of the film. They're trying to get back home to the Big Apple, and they're in Europe. And so clever. They end up joining a circus that is down-and-out circus. And the circus says, the characters in the circus say, if we can get really good and pull some really big crowds, we'll make our way back to America. Well, that's all they had to hear. And so these characters, and they're the same characters, Alex, Marty, Gloria, and Melman, all played by the same characters, Chris Rock and Ben Stiller.
David Schwimmer.
Thank you. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Way to butt in, Dan.
Yeah. Boy, I thought Donald was reviewing.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I was having a little bit of memory loss there. So Jada Pinkett Smith, Chris Rock, David Schwimmer, as Dan said, are all back on. And the writing is so crisp. It runs an hour and 25 minutes. The 3D is in your face. So
wow, that's good.
It's
like
in
that.
Your face. I'm in, and you really feel like you're part of it. Oh dear! There we go again.
There's some 3D for you.
Really? Really? You're going to turn this into it?
We can turn anything into that. Are you kidding? We're professionals.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Now we're out of time, so I got a feeling. I hear at least three coming here.
I struggled with this all morning. I was thinking, what should I do? For what it is, it's an animated picture. Don't go thinking you're seeing a drama. 3 3/4.
Ooh!
That is how good.
Wow, she never goes this close to 4.
I enjoyed this. I gave it the same rating I did Moonrise Kingdom, which is my other favorite film that's out there.
All right, we have to get to it, but I'm going to have to see this now.
This
3 3/4.
Really good. It's cute.
Here they come.
All right, Dan.
That's a lot from her.
Yep. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, everybody.
Talk to you Thursday. There she goes, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Westport Car Wash. Great car wash. Three of them. On Page, just east of Lindbergh. On Lee Mayferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. On Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. She really liked it.
Yeah.
I'll have to go see that. All right. Money talks and you know what walks. And these people that say, well, it's only money. It's always a very rich person who has more money they know what to do with that says it's only money. What did you spend it? Oh, it's only money. Nobody struggling ever says that. You can say what you want to, but having money, being comfortable, is a whole lot better than not being able to figure out how you're going to pay next month's rent or house payment or have to sell things. You know what I'm talking about, because I've been there, and a lot of people have. So it's all about planning. This is where Mark and Jason come in. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stiefel Nicholas. We've talked about them for years. We're going to keep talking about them. And every week that goes by, somebody calls them who's been hearing about them for years and finally decides, you know what, I'm the one that's going to have to make this call. I don't want to do this on my own. I'm not a professional. I don't study investing. They do. So you go to the website, markandjason.com. You set up an appointment. It won't cost you anything, and you meet them. And then you decide. Compare what they say about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. That's what you need, either invested or that you have to invest. And compare what they have to say about what should be done with that money with what you're currently doing with it or what your other advisor. I don't care if you already have an advisor. Get a second opinion. Again, the website, and I hope you know it by now, is markandjason.com.
Here's a quick check at the roads home with Tim Weiland. Tim.
And quick it shall be, Dan. We're looking great out in the O'Fallon area, looking at eastbound 70 now. There are no delays in east, either direction, east or westbound, from the Blanchet Bridge all the way out through T.R. Hughes. Same thing on eastbound 270. It's looking good from McDonald through the Chain of Rocks Bridge. This report brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. Let the festivities begin, and let them begin in your backyard. Find all the colorful outdoor touches that speak to you at Pier 1 Imports. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How much time does it take each day to keep your skin looking beautiful? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 10 minutes? What if the best answer was to sleep on it? Announcing a unique breakthrough in skin science that can help reduce the signs of aging and the time you spend on your morning beauty routine while you sleep. It's called the Good Night Duo. Two doctor-formulated products that work together to enhance your skin's nighttime restorative cycle, visibly reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leaving you with younger-looking skin. Call now to try it risk-free. 1-800-400-3181. Developed by Dr. Aaron Tabor, this unique duo is the complete skin rejuvenator, nourishing and restoring inside and out while you're fast asleep. The Good Night Duo, formulated following the highest safe beauty standards, is in limited supply. Get your risk-free trial of the Good Night Duo now by calling 1-800-400-3181. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-400-3181. That's 1-800-400-3181.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Bruce, you love the Tonys, didn't you?
Yeah, I know you did.
Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm great. Doing real well. Well, President Obama taking some heat over the, on Friday, said the private sector is doing fine. You know, Obama's been playing too much golf because as soon as the words left his mouth, he asked for a mulligan.
I get it.
Starting slow here.
That's a good way to start.
That's right. And rumor is that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian apparently are getting very, very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Friends say Kanye is the man Kim wants to spend the rest of her week with.
Oh, that's good.
That's very good. See, he is rolling slower than faster. Yeah.
And a 100-year-old woman recently graduated from high school. Even better, she had the best senior class prank. She sat still with her eyes closed. Like she's dead.
Yeah, we get it.
And finally,
that's a good one.
Oh, so sad for the people in Pakistan. The U.S. government has stopped funding a children's TV show there.
Yeah.
Locals aren't very happy either. They're upset they won't be able to see their favorite character, Jihad Me Elmo. So, Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See ya.
If you're 100, why would you want to graduate from high school? I mean, really, difference would it make? Some people just have